Major Fanny Griffin McClendon never thought too much about being part of the only black female United States Army group to serve in Europe during World War II. Neither did those who served with her. In the 688 Central Postal Directory Battalion, the soldiers had a job to do. They are credited with solving a serious U.S. Army mail crisis during the war. Upon their return, they were seen as models for generations of black women who would join the military. But overall, the efforts of the 855 service members have gone widely unrecognized until recently. In April, the U.S. Senate passed legislation that would award members of the battalion with the Congressional Gold Medal, one of the nation's highest honors. Now, the bill has moved to the House of Representatives. However, even if it passes and is signed into law, it will be too late for much of the 688. Most of the service members have died. It is believed there are only 7 surviving soldiers. One of them is McClendon. She spoke about the award from her home in Tempe, Arizona. She said receiving the honor would be nice, but, she added, I just wish there were more people to, if it comes through, there were more people to celebrate it. McClendon has met with her local congressmember to press for passage of the bill. She spoke to the AP from her home in Tempe. The 688 was deployed to Europe in 1945. At the time, pressure was building in America to include black women in the Women's Army Corps. There was also a push to permit them to join the WACS, white members, overseas. I think that the 688, the command, inherently knew that their presence overseas meant more than clearing that mail backlog, said retired Army Colonel Edna Cummings. She was not a member of the 688, but has been working to get them greater recognition. They represented hope for black women soldiers back in the United States who were facing racism and sexism in their military service, she said. The 688 was deployed to Birmingham, England. Its job was to process a huge collection of letters and other mail sent to troops and others who never received them. Many troops were angry about lost letters and delayed mail. They expected we were going to be there about 2 or 3 months, trying to get it straightened out. Well, I think in a month and a half, we had it all straightened out and going in the right direction, McClendon said. At the time, the military was segregated, or divided by race and sex. Blacks could not share housing, eating places, and other army properties with whites. This forced the 688 to set up all their operations on their own. The 688 began the project by dividing into 3 groups so that the work could continue around the clock. They created a locator system based on the names of soldiers and the number of the unit in which they served. Each group of the 688 could process about 65,000 pieces of mail during a single work period. The women dealt with the backlog of mail, about 17 million pieces, in 3 months, 2 times faster than the Army predicted. Their effort was a major success, but the 688 still dealt with criticism and questioning by those who did not want black women to serve in the military. The Army group was deployed to France after they completed the mail project, and when they finally returned home to the U.S., their service went unrecognized. It is sad to say they came back to Jim Crow America, Cummings said, adding there are so many stories of units of color who were not recognized until decades after the war. Still, Cummings said the time overseas with the Army changed the lives of the women who served. The 6888s, Elizabeth Barker Johnson is an example. She was the first female to attend Winston-Salem State University in North Carolina on the GI Bill, a law that provides free education to returning soldiers. McClendon took a different path, joining the Air Force after the segregation in the military was ended. She became the first female to command an all-male unit with the Strategic Air Command. Another member, the late Doris Moore, became the first black social worker in the state of New Hampshire, her family said. The 6888 was awarded the Meritorious Unit Commendation in 2019. In Kansas, a monument honoring the soldiers stands at Fort Leavenworth. The group is also the subject of a documentary, and filmmakers are discussing a possible movie based on the story of the battalion. And there is the hope of a congressional gold medal. It is past time that we officially recognize them for their incredible contribution to our troops during World War II, said Maggie Hassan, one of the U.S. senators who proposed the Senate bill. I'm Susan Shand.